T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good morning and welcome. Hour number two begins. It is 7:07. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's Friday Eve. Happy Thursday. In other words, top stories: chaos sweeping across college campuses, anti-Israel agitators. I don't think this thing is real organic. I think there's they need to follow the money. Who's bankrolling some of this activity? Also, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on Trump's immunity case. Mm. That's going to be very, very important moving forward for his presidency, his run for the his campaign. AI, big subject in general as of late. This information you might find a little disturbing. Researchers now are warning that facial recognition technologies are more threatening than previously thought and pose serious challenges to privacy, after a study found that artificial intelligence can be successful in predicting a person's political orientation based on images of expressionless faces. So expression, no smile, no frown, no anything, expressionless, they have it to where they won't tell you exactly what the numbers are. They had a study of nearly 600 participants.
Okay.
They won't tell you, like, we were right 500 times,
right,
which bothers me. They said that the algorithm's ability to accurately guess one's political views is, you ready for this, quote, on par with how well job interviews predict job success.
Interesting.
Or alcohol drives aggressiveness. So I don't like that. I mean, we're talking about AI, and you did a study. Give us the percentages. Was it right 50% of the time? Well, that means nothing. That they guessed.
Yeah, it's a flip of the coin.
Right?
Yeah.
70%, well, that's nothing I think you could really utilize. Now, you get above the 80% mark, maybe you have something there.
Mm-hmm.
But is that where they're at? I don't know. Why wouldn't they give us the numbers?
Hmm.
And maybe, you know, the Journal of American Psychologist who published the study, maybe I'll have to go look at that to break it down. And that might be important, because I read a book, and it was published probably 20 years ago, and it had to do with growth hormone and other things. And what I found interesting was all the guy did was take previous studies that had already been conducted, and he said, look what they told you the outcome, because that's what we always do.
Right.
What you know, at the end, I don't want to extrapolate all the numbers and do that. I'm not a scientist. I don't care. Tell me what at the end game.
Yes.
What's the overall, and how that did not match up with the actual data in many, many cases, depending on what they were using. In this case, it was growth hormone and supposed studies that they did. The studies showed, you know, there was an increase in muscle mass. There was a loss of a fat percentage. And that, you know, when they would summarize it, they'd say, you know, it had little impact. Little impact. But it was like double digits increase in muscle mass.
Okay.
So, yeah.
That's odd.
And because they believe there were other motivations.
Okay.
Yeah. So, in other words, they didn't have to fake the data or change the data.
Right.
All they had to do was basically, in their summary, kind of head people in the direction they want them to go. I mean, yeah, there's not much here, and there is a certain risk, and et cetera. And that's just one example. So
we're being manipulated, basically.
Absolutely. And we've been manipulated for a while.
My concern is, okay, so they come up with this technology. What's the goal? What are they going to do with it? And in whose hands could it be dangerous?
Well, first of all, you use it politically, like this could be used. And that way you keep an eye on and or eliminate and or punish, set up your political enemies. Once you've done that, you have unfettered power. You're in control, okay, once you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a very frightening thought, obviously. And then the other thing is, what's next? You know, someone who's likely to commit a crime based on facial recognition. So we're going to keep an eye on them.
Right.
We're going to be surveilled to a greater degree maybe than we already are.
Well, maybe that new FISA thing will come in handy.
Yeah, you see, and that's all they need. Facial recognition shows that this person could be part of a larger plot, blah, blah, blah.
So we need to do
based
this
on
for
our algorithms.
The safety of the public.
Yeah.
Abundance of caution.
Yeah, we'll be answering to the algorithm.
Aren't we almost anyway? Well, already?
Yeah.
With everything we do.
I can't say out loud, it's being measured.
Okay.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Donnie, good morning.
Morning, Bob. The reason they're not giving you the numbers is because it's a fake story. It's all hype about AI. I saw a news story yesterday what the newest AI technology is doing. You know what it's doing, Bob? It's taking orders at a Wendy's drive-thru. Now, my phone has been voice activated, I don't know, for 15 years. I can speak into my phone and Google stuff. This is not new. It is one scam after another to get run-up stock prices. And I wish people would just stop talking about it.
Well, I look, you know, somebody that I know, government contracts, and he's a, let's just say he's well-versed with, you know, computers and things like that. And he pays a fee to get on that ChatGPT. The fee gives you a higher level of the intelligence, I guess, capabilities, whatever it is. He's saying, oh, it's far from perfect, but there definitely are some applications where it can be used and not in a harmful way.
Sure.
So he's a little bit more of a fan. It is interesting, Donnie, because you bring up a thing, oh, it's all fake. This is all to drive up, you know, this is going to be the newest, greatest technology. But the way that this particular article is written, it's warning us. It's warning us of how it can be used for bad. You know, and we see the articles where it can be used for good. But yes, depending on who's controlling it and how they program it, because even though it's self-learning, there's still a certain amount of, it has to take in information from somewhere.
Sure.
And if you have ways to control that the sources of information, you're going to control the outcome.
Well, there's all kinds of industries we know that are directly going to be affected by AI. They are already. I mean, I've talked about it with radio people who do, you know, YouTube things and commercials. And we're already being replaced.
And predicting outcomes. What will that lead to? Wasn't it the Tom Cruise movie where they had a way of predicting who was going to, you know, commit a criminal act?
Right.
And they would go, like, arrest him before they actually did it.
And then that was like the Jim Caviezel TV series that was done, you know, a number of years ago. That's what they did. They had the computer, they had the cameras all around town, and his job was to go and prevent the crime before it happened.
And it would be sold to the public as in, hey, do you want safety or not? This is going to eliminate, virtually eliminate crime.
It'll start using airports, city streets. Yeah.
Yeah. So it is something, well, look, if we find out it's really bad, by the time we find it out, honestly, it's probably going to be too late, because you can see how slow lawmakers are to identify issues with things as simple as, like, social media.
Yeah.
And not just now reacting, you know, what, 20 years in?
Yes.
Kind of late in the game.
Right.
So,
Now, while there is a push for it and there is money behind it, I wouldn't use the word fake, because the technology is very legit and it's going to be doing a lot, and it already is. And we got some more stuff on that later.
Well, it's considered legit. As long as it's considered legit.
Yeah.
You know, because climate change is considered legit in many circles. And be careful, if you step outside that circle, you'll not be allowed back in the circle. It is the circle of trust I'm referring to.
I get that.
It is 7:16, time for What's Bugging You? That's coming up next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call in now. What's Bugging You? 877-975-9825. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The blame game.
You gotta love these idiots.
Republicans
lay the blame at the feet of Joe Biden.
Donald Trump.
Don't blame us.
It just keeps happening.
Sound off.
The country is going insane.
What's bugging you? Call now. News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. Happy almost Friday. Happy Thursday. It is 7:21. Time now for What's Bugging You on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Try to keep your thoughts straightforward and concise. And we do have time constraints. So, you know, one singular thought. Think that way. One singular linear thought.
But, Bob, there are 17 things that are bugging me.
Well, then take 17 days to call in with a nice, concise call.
I like that.
That actually, small information in digestible bites is usually far more informing, compelling, and people will remember it more than a laundry list, which we learned 100 years ago in Marketing 101.
Yeah.
So here you go. Ready? 877-975-9825. Good morning, John. What's bugging you?
Hey, man, it's nice to meet you. Very quick, $60 billion for Ukraine. Yeah, well, children starve in America. They're hungry.
Yeah, there is actually the numbers have gone up for people that, you know, they don't use hungry. What do they say? Food, they say, you know, lacking proper amounts of food intake. I forget what the exact word is, but yes, those numbers just recently they've noticed have definitely gone up as the price of food does. And you're right, we send that money overseas. It's hard to fathom. Let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is, this is a little weird, but I know how much you fawn for solar eclipses. I know how much you love them, but what's bugging me is, I thought the moon spins around the Earth, and it would seem we would have at least a monthly total solar eclipse, but maybe the whole orbit of the moon around the Earth is catty-corner. So I just kind of, I sit around wondering. I thought the whole thing was flat plane, and so I'm just wondering why we don't have more solar eclipses.
Well, part of it is because you don't see the moon all that often during the day.
That's true.
And at night, you definitely don't see the sun.
That's also true.
That's what makes it night.
Yeah, but I think it was an AOC that so we should, you know, we could probably get to the sun. We should go during the day because it's on and it's light or something like that. She had some brilliant comment about
yes,
that.
Yes, thank you, Professor Icarus. Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, this is bugging me, and I know it's probably only affecting a small group of people that live outside of Archer, is on Southwest 143rd Street. The growth on the side of the road has gone so much that we were stuck last week because a school bus and a dump trash truck could not pass each other. The road had narrowed so much. So we were all trapped because nobody would give way. And so today when I'm coming down, you know, leaving my house, I look at this bus. This bus is not picking up one child on that road. They are using it as a cut through. And everybody does it. And I call the Blatcher County Roads and Bridges to try to get them to do anything. They will never answer my phone call.
Wow. Yeah, it becomes a real pain in the butt and wastes a lot of people's time when they can't get through. Let's go to Mike. What's bugging you?
Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I'm thinking DeSantis may have made a mistake with his abortion stance. It's like I turn the news on and every news station has the young women on there saying, you're not going to tell me what to do. And I don't know. I just think it might be a mistake. He brings it to the forefront. Change my mind, please.
Yeah.
Well, just his immediate reaction is what you see on the news. That in itself is a statement because they are going to push their agenda anyway. So you're going to see what they want you to see.
877-975-9825. Call in now. Let's go to Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning, guys. What's bugging me is the swing to the opposite direction of all being able to get pain medicine. You got people who, you know, crush pills and stick them up their nose. But somebody who has legitimate injury, they're told to take Tylenol. And it's really bugging me because that has nothing to do with it, and they're making people in pain. I knew somebody who lost all the skin and their complete nail off their hand, and they were told to take Tylenol. It had to be surgically fixed, and that's what's bugging me.
Yeah, there's people that have abused these drugs. Opiates can be very dangerous and can be very addicting. But one size fits all, and the strong arm of the government coming down has created all kinds of pressures. Doctors don't want to prescribe it anymore. Your local pharmacies don't want to give it out anymore. And it's sad. It's a shame. And you're not properly treating people because some people did abuse it, no doubt. It's like anything else. Oh, people abuse guns. Take them all away. Oh, people break the speed limit. Oh, so let's take your cars away? No. But people can get some relief from opiates. Maybe they've tried other things, whatever the case may be. But none of that matters because some people abused it. Let's go to Ann. What's bugging you?
The abortion thing. I'm a female, obviously, and I agree for an abortion for incest or rape. But if you don't want a baby, cross your legs. It's up to you if you don't want that baby.
I heard that aspirin can actually prevent a pregnancy.
Really? How's that work?
If you keep it between your knees. Thank you very much. Mercedes, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Love your show. From the previous caller about the woman that they have parade on TV about abortion, her baby. Are they going to parade her 12 months later asking for food stamps and WIC programs? Thank you.
Ooh. Well, this I can tell you. I am in favor of really promoting the idea of adoption. I really love what, like, Glenn Beck is a huge part of and helping to support these mothers, you know, who are pregnant and don't know where to turn and what to do to give them some options and, yes, to financially help them. And so I really try to look for solutions instead of throwing the vitriol and the hatred back and forth, right? Ultimately, I hope everybody wants to try to preserve life. I would hope. 728 on the Bob Rose Show. Thanks for participating in What's Bugging You. Coming up, What's the Home Show all about? We'll have a special guest in about 30 minutes. It's something that's going on this weekend. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
When you need to know
the economy
and inflation,
you need The Sky.
How can we not focus on the invasion of America first?
Because Joe can't do the job. And by the way, his policies are horrible.
Everywhere.
So easy to listen to on my smart speaker.
Play 97.3 The Sky.
97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome, and happy almost Friday, otherwise known as Thursday. It is 7:35, your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy here as well. Morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Food insecurity was a term I was looking for earlier, talking about people that are having difficulty getting, you know, food on a regular basis, three meals a day type things. Well, when they do polls and studies on that, under the Biden administration, those numbers have absolutely gone up. The number of people that are suffering what they call food insecurity.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're starving to death, but it doesn't mean they're having, like I said, a full complement of three squares a day, so to speak.
Well, think about over the last couple of 3 years when we would talk to folks from Bread of the Mighty, and they would talk about the people who are sometimes coming in, and it's not this poor family with nothing. Sometimes it's middle class. They're driving a nice car. But they're still, money is so tight that maybe they lost their job. There's still that food insecurity. It's not always who you think it is.
Well, yeah, and maybe the commitments they made in terms of a car payment or whatever, they could handle it budgetarily.
Then but something happened.
But, well, or not even anything happened other than inflation went up.
Well,
because
yes.
Remember, when they talk about inflation, you add it. So you have 9% inflation 1 year, then 5% the next. That's 14%.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, oh, it went down to 5%. It's additive. So 15% of your pay basically just went away. And when you figure it also, hon, you're still getting the taxes removed that you were.
Yes.
So,
yes.
You know, it's already devalued, I guess, to some extent. And then when you match it up to inflation, you're definitely, most Americans are going backward. And if you've got a couple of kids to feed, plus you and your spouse, that's difficult. And I think even people with a little bit of a emergency fund, which everyone should have, and at least something, you know, you start to dig into that. It's prices will come down. We just have to, you know, we got to get through this. And I think that's how a lot of people look at it. But we're not going through this, I think, as quickly as most of us have hoped.
Yeah. Well, and remember how even Joe Biden tried to play with the inflation numbers. He doesn't try to do the additive thing. He likes to show you, well, it's only 3% or whatever, and it was higher, whatever. It's like, no, wait a minute. You're doing fuzzy math here, Joe. Thanks, Brandon.
Speaking of Brandon,
yes.
Otherwise known as Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Apparently he had trouble with the teleprompter.
Again?
Recently.
Again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this is the one that started to be talked about yesterday, in case you hadn't heard. Remember, special counsel Robert Hur characterized Biden as an elderly man with a poor memory.
Right.
He's also struggled with gaffes, really, most of his career, but of course, they've become more obvious and more often over the last 2 years. Can there be any doubt on this?
No.
Okay. No. All right. So Wednesday, he had a speech, and it was no different. When he read the word pause from the teleprompter, instead of actually pausing.
Mm-hmm.
And generally, when they put that in there, it's written in a different font, or it is surrounded by parentheses,
right,
or it is in all caps. It clearly is not part of the regular dialogue that you're supposed to be utilizing.
It's instruction.
If you've never read from a teleprompter, then there might be a little catching up to do, a little learning curve there.
Uh-huh.
But once you've done it once, and we know as president, you have to do it a lot. So for Joe not to know, it shows that he is disconnected intellectually from what he's reading and what's coming out of his mouth. He's disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
He's not processing the information.
He can read the words.
Yeah.
All of them.
If he was processing it, he wouldn't have out loud said the word pause. And then it took him a minute. And then he got this big grin on his face. Like, I messed up.
Again.
Well, yeah, that's the thing is, so you have to realize that you've made more and more mistakes more often, larger gaffes. Anytime you go off script, everybody's had to run to apologize and backpedal on your behalf. And he really wants another 4 years? Does he even believe, or is he capable of determining whether he can handle another 4 years? I mean, the very fact that he wants to run, and he is going to run, and he is running, tells me that he does lack the cognition to see what is true and real and right in front of him.
Well, if you look at the degradation over the last 2 years, can you imagine another two or four? I mean, because the difference from when he was in the debates, you know, at the beginning of the last, you know, presidential season compared to now, is like two different people.
Yeah. Yeah,
imagine how much worse it will. And it will not be linear. It will be just exponential.
And I think that, honestly, most of your media types and talking heads have been far too kind to Jill. You're his wife.
Yeah.
You know exactly what's going on. You have a doctorate in something, so you're supposed to be a reasonably intelligent human being. And this person is your partner, and you're gonna torture him by allowing him to continue on. Does that make any sense at all? What is that all about?
No.
What is that? A weird, like, ego thing at work, or what?
The money train?
Well, I mean, how much money do you need?
I know, because neither of them, well, she's a bit younger.
Well, they're not getting any younger.
Yeah.
Are you telling me they're not set now?
Right.
I mean, you couldn't live off the presidential, you know, pension and all of your previous investments? Uh-huh. Come on. It's bizarre. I don't know how else to describe it. It really
sell
is.
One of those multi-million dollar homes. You don't need all of them.
Hey, former Attorney General Bill Barr has come out saying, hey, the Republicans have to win, which, you know, he's not a huge fan of Trump's.
No.
And, they've had their issues. But he was on Kudlow, apparently, and he said the Republicans have to win the November elections because Vice President Kamala Harris was in the batting circle with Joe Biden. I think you mean maybe the on deck circle. Joe Biden's up to bat. She's in the on deck circle.
Mm-hmm.
Three scary strikes thought. And you're out. And then she steps up to the plate. Ruh-roh.
Wow.
Barr said, well, I've said, yeah, the choice now is a binary choice between these two candidates. And of the two, I support President Trump.
Wow.
Bill Barr coming straight out and saying that.
Out loud?
Yep.
Wow.
And one of the reasons is because I think many of our critical problems, including deregulation, crime, restoring law and order, restoring control over our borders, rebuilding our defense in this increasingly dangerous world, standing by our allies, I trust President Trump to do that much more so than President Biden. I think, and I also worry very much, that in the batting circle with Joe Biden is Vice President Kamala Harris. I feel that under these circumstances, the Republicans have to win in November. Now,
wow.
Now, that is a man who sees things clearly. He doesn't like Trump personally,
right. But
he's looking at who's the surgeon that's going to perform the best, right? Who is the artist who will give us the best rendering? What is our best chances of not just surviving, but thriving in a tumultuous world that's only getting worse? So you have to make those decisions. And you should never do it based on some personality test.
No.
You wouldn't do that for other important things in your life. Yeah, you know, you're the target of a possible assassination, so you hire a bodyguard. But you don't like his personality? So,
right.
But
can he protect you?
So you get yourself some dopey guy that's not paying attention.
Right.
I mean, come on. But I think the surgeon analogy really is, terrible bedside manner. Really?
Yeah, but are you going to live?
What's his success rate? What are the reports about his actual surgical skills?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's 5 stars out of 5. Thank you very much.
There you go.
Personality tests.
Unreal.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including Chris Christie. Who's he trying to French kiss on the beach now?
Oh.
Still getting that Barry Satoro taste out of his mouth. News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Sorry about your breakfast.
That wasn't pretty.
Patriotism isn't kissing the ass of a leader thinking that that is being true to your country.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
Patriotism is calling balls and strikes where they hit.
On 97.3, The Sky.
I am real. This is not AI. Because I... AI?
Yeah.
You sound much more natural.
Good point.
They can't replace our clever wit, can they, Greg?
I hope not.
This just in, R2-D2 is your new executive producer.
Uh-oh.
7:50 on the Bob Rose Show, if I didn't say that already. Greg Cassidy is here. Welcome, welcome, and happy Thursday. Yes, I have some AI stories. But first, I want to mention a Joe Biden. I do pick on him. He deserves to be picked on. The guy has the nuclear codes, for crying out loud. And he can't give a speech without inserting the word pause because it was written on the teleprompter. That is one frightening thing. Mm. And then I almost forgot about something he did the other day. And just to remind people, a woman was bringing him like on stage and she was talking about abortion specifically, about Governor DeSantis. Mm-hmm. And, you know, obviously talking very in very pro-abortion terms, okay? On camera, right behind her, beside her, when she brings up abortion, Joe Biden makes the sign of the cross.
What does that mean in that context? What a contrast.
How I see it is, God help us. God truly help us, please. But that's not how... How can you take it to mean that? And it is so incongruous with any Christian teaching. We don't have to, split hairs on this one.
No.
What he did, it's an abomination.
And he's
what it is.
But Bob, he's a good Catholic. He says so. He says it on occasion.
We all fall short.
Absolutely.
Okay? But you don't have to go out of your way.
Yeah.
I mean, that is sick.
Yeah.
It really, I better take a call. I'm going to say things that...
Yeah, don't do that.
Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Let's go to it now. And Shep, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I need to point out again what we are up against. I put a posting on Facebook asking, are you happy with President Biden and the way things are now? Please, I'm asking an honest question, so no smart aleck answers. I promised I would not dispute or debate any of their answers, but I would be reposting their responses on my side of the aisle, minus their names. Now, to go for a hodgepodge of what they have posted, I have gotten a lot of smart aleck answers. I won't go into those. But among them I've gotten... I am very happy with Biden because he is a decent human being who understands the Constitution. I am very happy with him because the infrastructure is humming along nicely, as is the economy. I want to see the border thrown wide open because no human being is illegal. I want to see student debt canceled because no one should be crushed under student debt. There are those who say the other countries, the other world leaders respect us now. There are those who say, I'm not making this up. This is the all postings I have seen. There are those who say that the economy, inflation is down, and oil and gas production are up, and the jobs are coming back. They love the CHIPS Act. They love the Science Act. So, please, there are people out there who believe this man is doing a great job. But of course, and then they try to goat me into debating with them. And I say, no, I gave my word I would not debate. I just want to know your thoughts. And then a few of them get angry. They say, because you can't. Well, no, it's because I gave my word.
Yeah. You know, look, I don't think we're shocked or surprised by this. First of all, let's consider the source. Facebook. So these are people who are active on Facebook, and probably therefore get a lot of news feed type stuff that does what? Reaffirms their already left of center beliefs. Right. That's part of what Facebook does. Look, it was Zuckerberg who pumped $500 million into a Get Out the Vote program that is intended to be nonpartisan. But he specifically targeted areas that were heavily Democrat laden, like 80% or more Democrats. So to utilize monies and programs to get out the vote, knowing that it would skew much more activity among registered Democrats. And you know what? It worked. He was right. And by the way, it's not illegal. So you have to consider the source. And Facebook, you mentioned the, you know, the smart aleck stuff. Yeah. On any topic, anything that you bring up, hey, I'm looking for somebody who details, you know, cars. Innocuous as that, you'll get stupid. Why don't you wash it?
Yeah.
Really stupid responses on everything. Yeah. And it's like, so here you have a group of people that literally have time to completely waste. I'm guilty of wasting time on that thing. Really, I have to post, you know, some stuff for work. And it's another way to interact other than just the radio show. I get that part of it. But in terms of sort of the addictionness to it, the time that it takes away from anything else that would be better for you, whether it's educating yourself, interacting more directly with loved ones, relatives, family, spending time maybe volunteering or just doing something for a neighbor or friend in need. We can all improve on that. And Facebook, look, I joked about it a long time ago. But my joke actually was right. It's the devil. It is. I mean, if you can really police yourself and just, you know, use it to interact with friends and family so you can sort of keep in touch, that's fantastic. Unfortunately, I think the vast majority of people were being used and abused. It's not good. Yeah. So we shouldn't be surprised by the responses that you got because they just regurgitate that stuff and keep pushing it back at you. That's that guy, Al, that I hate. You know, Al Garithm? Yeah, he's not a good guy. We have a good guy, though. It's going to be a guest on the show coming up to tell us about the home show. That's next on 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.